Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro. All right, we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, Keith Fadnimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral for being our title sponsor. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Now, as you can tell, I am not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. I am at the Keg. So big shout out to the Keg for letting us film today. We really do appreciate it. Now, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name's Johnny. I'm the co-culinary manager at the Keg. I've been here for about 14 years now. Yep.
14 years, bro.
Born and raised in Fort McMurray.
Okay, you're like myself and Tanner. We're both born and raised here, too.
No way.
Very cool.
Far and few between.
Yeah, man. Okay, so let's hear about this. So you've been with the Keg for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
So how old were you when you started here?
17.
17 years old. And what was your first position?
Salads.
Salads. So I was making fun of my buddy Pat Mitchell. Got a job here when we were young, tossing salads, and he loved it, but he said it was tossing salads, and obviously we were 5 years old. We made fun of him.
That's
for
funny.
It. Yeah. So was this your first job?
Second.
Second. What was your first job?
Boston Pizza, just cooking.
Okay. And so you've always had an interest in cooking then, have you?
Yeah, always been pretty passionate about that.
Okay. So how did that start from a young age?
It was a good job to get into, great work environment, you know,
mm-hmm.
have fun and make money at the same time, and
mm-hmm.
you know, can't go wrong with that.
That's right.
I always say if you have fun at your work, it's not like work, right?
That's right, that's right. I went to a career fair one time. I was speaking at it, and they had somebody who was a chef who came in and was speaking, and he blew my mind in regards to one of the things he said is like, it's one of those jobs that once you know how to do it, you never have to worry about going hungry.
Yeah.
There's always food around you. It's just like, it's built in. And when you're talking about like food and shelter, you're always going to have food.
Yep, exactly, right? And food's one of those necessities. Everybody's got to eat, right?
So. That's right, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So when you started here, you worked on the salad station and obviously you've progressed your way up.
Yep.
What were the different roles that you had in regards to from starting to where you are currently?
Starting to finish, it was just every station in the kitchen, you know, do as best as I can and learn as much as I can and just go from there. And
yeah,
it's just turned itself into a career instead of just a job, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, you've been here for so long now that you were here prior to it looking like it is now. Like right now, we're on the top floor of the bar.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bar here when you started, eh?
No, actually, this was a swimming pool.
That's right.
My sister had her 12th birthday here, actually.
Nice. Tanner was just talking about how he had his birthday party here as well back in the day.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you've seen huge evolution of this restaurant and bar since you started.
Yeah, it's a very unique establishment for sure.
Yeah.
And it's come a long way.
Right. No mm-hmm. doubt. No doubt. Now, since you sat down, I can't stop looking at it. What is this?
Oh, my temp gauge. Temp gauge, marker, highlighter, and a pen. It's only my go-to utensils for the kitchen.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I'm assuming temp gauge is to check the temperature of food.
Yep.
What type of food are you checking the temperature of? I don't cook for everybody at home.
Any cold sauces, hot sauces, making sure nothing's in the danger zone, stuff like that.
Okay.
Normally steaks, we're checking the doneness and stuff like that, but
okay,
that's it.
Cool. Now there's one question that me and Tanner always ask locals. What high school did you go to?
Father Merck.
Father Merck. Tanner, there's another one for me. So Tanner went to Comp.
I went to Merck. My brother went to Comp. My sister went to Westwood.
All three of you went to different schools?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Me and my sister were just opposites, and we didn't want to go to school together. And then
okay.
My brother was a rebel without a cause, so he wanted to go to the bad boy school downtown.
As Tanner throws up gang signs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What part of town did you guys grow up in?
Thickwood.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Like we all went to Westview.
Yeah.
And then from there we spread out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What'd your parents think about all of you guys going to different schools? They were cool with it, or was it a discussion?
Oh, they were fine with it. They didn't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. Because, yeah, a lot of the times I have friends, my best friend, Perro, I grew up in Dickensfield. So I went to Sister Mary Phillips. He went to Dickensfield.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of our friends ended up going to Merck.
Yeah.
And so he's like, Mom, Dad, I want to go to Merck so bad. And they're like, no, your sister went to Westwood, you're going to Westwood. And he's like, oh, man. So that's interesting that your parents allowed you to, like,
well, you know, it's tough when kids want to do something and they have their mindset on something, they want to do it, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So after graduating from Father Merck, you just decided, listen, the culinary arts, that's what I want to go to do. This is where I want to spend my time. So you just came right into the industry, or did you do a little schooling prior to?
No, just the high schooling, and then just dove right in. I was doing this before I graduated, so it was
right.
It was a head start to get into it.
That's right.
Yep.
And so now, is there anybody at this restaurant that's been here longer than you?
Yes, there's a couple of people. Our GM and one of our senior prep staff has been here longer than me.
Okay.
But
that's
not
awesome.
Very many.
So with 14 years in the game here, obviously you like it here. Like, what is it about that this environment that has kept you here for that duration of time?
I think it's literally like I started with. It's all about having fun. You know, if you're gonna have fun at work, it's not like you're working. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to go to work, have fun, and get a paycheck at the end. So
that's right.
You can't really go wrong with that.
Yeah. So it's fun. You find it fun and enjoyable here then, for sure.
Yeah. You know, it's all about the people you work with, and you know, you literally spend more time with your coworkers than you do your family, right?
Facts.
So if you're not going to have fun and enjoy your work, then what are you doing?
That's right.
Yep.
Cool, man.
No, I think it's all about having a laugh too, right?
Yeah.
Like, sure, it's a high-paced work environment, and it's a kitchen, and it's tough, but if you don't have fun, then it's not.
Yeah.
It's not enjoyable, right?
So there you go.
No.
So a big component of the show is promoting Fort McMurray. That's the whole point of the show, is so that people outside of the region can like watch it and be like, oh, it's not all about hookers, killing ducks, and cocaine. Like, we do other things in Fort McMurray. So, and we have people like yourself, myself, and Tanner who decided, hey, we like it so much, we ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not working here at the Keg, what do you do with your downtime to kind of just enjoy life?
I like to go out and play hockey on the outdoor rinks. A little bit of airsoft, and that's pretty much it. Hang out with friends and play games and whatnot.
So for the people at home who don't know, what's airsoft?
Airsoft is like role-playing, it's like LARPing, if you will. Like military LARPing.
Okay.
Yeah, you get little BB guns and shoot each other with them.
Yeah,
it's not a very big community here that
I've
does
done
it, but
yeah.
Down in Edmonton, even Alberta, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're shooting each other with BB guns.
Yeah, just little
just the little BBs. Pellets.
Just little pellets,
yeah.
You wear eye protection.
Yes.
Yes.
I have a random story, and we're not going to go into names about this,
mm-hmm.
but growing up as children, me and my friends used to play this, and same kind of thing. And we would just put on like winter jackets and hockey gear and stuff, and we'd go out in the woods. And so one day we're playing this game, and my friend's brother shoots his brother,
mm-hmm.
and this gentleman, it's hard to tell the story without names, but he goes down, boom, mm-hmm. and he just starts to cry. And we were like really young, between the age of probably 8 and 10. So anyway, so once a kid starts to cry, it's game over. We're all getting grounded. We're all in trouble.
Yeah.
So we're like, come on, buddy, stop crying, stop crying, stop crying. So we get in the house, and there's a little bit of blood on his face. And so we sneak him in. The parents are like, everything's okay. We're like, yeah, we're good, we're good, we're good. So get him downstairs, clean him up. We're all good. So we go on, not playing that game, but we go on with the day. Nobody got grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward about 5 months later, he goes in for a checkup at the dentist. And the dentist goes to his mother and says, we have a bit of a problem here. Well, what's the problem? He said, your son has something lodged into his cheek, because they did the x-ray.
Yeah.
And the pellet that hit him in the face and where the blood came from, the pellet lodged in his cheek.
Mm.
So 4 months, 5 months later, we all got grounded.
I bet.
Yeah. But fun time shooting at each other.
I hope you guys were wearing eyebrow.
Oh, no. This is back in the 80s and early 90s, man. There was, we were just dumb kids hanging around.
Having fun.
Yeah, like there was, some of us had those ski goggles and stuff on, but like most of it wasn't protecting anything, especially with ski goggles at the time. We all had like the tinted. So if you're playing daytime, it was more of a hazard than anything.
Tripping hazard,
so those goggles came off really quick. Nobody got hurt. That was the worst of the injuries. So
that's funny.
How did you get into this?
In the cooking?
No.
In the airsoft?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just something that came up. I found guns and then slowly built up an arsenal and invited my friends out to play and went from there.
Now in town, back in the day prior to the wildfire, I used to live up in Beacon Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some amazing courses and paintball, and they mm-hmm. did it upright. Where do you go and play this now?
Just out in the bush, rotary mostly.
Oh, okay.
Out in SAP, we had a field, but it burnt down during the fire.
That's right, that's why I was asking. Mm-hmm. So, because it's kind of hard to be incognito when, well,
Yeah, and it's tough. The spot in staff where you normally play, it all burnt, so the trees are all dead, and there's logs everywhere. And
that's right.
They can fall when it's windy and stuff. So yeah, it's pretty dangerous.
Is this a big community you have out here? Like, how many people do you play with roughly?
Most I've ever played with here is like 10 people.
That's not bad though.
Yeah, but the more the merrier.
That's right.
The more the funner.
That's right.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, listen, my man, I could talk to you about Fort McMurray and your pastimes here in town forever, but I know we're out of time and you got to get back to work. Mm-hmm. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shout out would be Cody Kylo. Great guy, great worker, great friend, all around great guy.
There we go. Love it. All right, man. Well, thank you very much. If you ever want to come on the show again, please feel free to reach out. We'll love to chat with you more.
For sure.
So yeah, let's do it again for sure.
Perfect.
All right. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. And hey, stay tuned. There's a cool commercial to take a look at. Hopefully you're having a great day. Peace. It's all about getting that job, the dream job, or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. You need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money. So prepare for the interview. Now, you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day. But the fact of the matter is, I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.